Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cups so well.
Whether
it's
asking.
A jet sweep motion.
Yeah.
I think they're so... I would love to see Warren on them, but I think you have to give Cooper Kupp different looks.
Okay.
Keep him honest. I have no problem with Emmanuel Mosley, who I think is maybe the most underrated cornerback in all of football. I have no problem with him sticking on Cooper Kupp. Now, Allen Robinson's another beast. This is another guy like... Hey, he's starting to come off for the Rams.
Yeah.
He's starting to come on. He's a big, long target. A lot of Niner fans wanted him for years.
So
and
long.
The Rams kind of like the Seahawks just start snatching things from the Niners and Niner fans. So this is going to be a tough matchup. But I
think this is a really hard
this
game.
This is going to be a nice challenge for this defense. A very nice challenge. Now, the defensive line and Stafford. I think this defensive line could overwhelm Matt Stafford.
Well, their offensive line stinks. That's the one vulnerable part of it. But so does yours, and I worry about Aaron Donald. So I think this is going to be another ugly trenches game. I really do, B. I think it's going to be another ugly trench-dominated game.
No doubt. I'm going to get into the defense here at the top of the hour. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG, FM, and HG1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. And download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game, Rams and Niners, Monday Night Football, 5:15 kickoff at Levi Stadium. Get there early. Second home game of the season against the team that ended your 2021 season in the NFC Championship. The champs are coming back. They're coming off a win against the Arizona Cardinals. But you know what time it is, Shasky? It's time for Luke King of the Hill. Sorry about that. You can edit that.
About that.
Gather round, all ye fanatics of sports.
I was laughing, I had a skittle coming down my throat.
It's time for Lord Bonte of House Hill to decree the finest 8 football teams and all the NFC. For this is King of the Hill.
Bonte, you are nobody, my dude.
On 95.7 The Game.
Ah, another week, another ranking, Shasky. Where will the Niners land? Where will the Niners land? It's your weekly edition of King of the Hill. Everybody loves it. Everybody wants it. So here we go with number 7, Spadoni. Number 7.
Number 7.
Number 7. The San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
Hanging out by a thread. Now, if the season ended today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. The Bears, the Giants, they'd be leapfrogged ahead of the 49ers. But at 1-2, they still have one of the top defenses in the NFL. They're close to being 2-1. They're close to being 3-0. Heck, but their record is appropriate. They're 1-2, and they desperately need a win against the Super Bowl champs. I still got them at 7th because of that defense. Any rebuttal there, Sasky?
No, I like them at 7 because I do. I think right now they're a fringe playoff team.
Yeah, right.
They've got to win some games for them to, you know, move up in the rankings. I think this is fair.
All right. Number six. The LA Rams. The champs. They were 6 last week. Niners were 3 last week. They fall to 7.
Ugh.
Rams, they were 6 last week. I'm going to just keep them right there. That wasn't a depressing victory against Arizona. Arizona, tell me Kingsbury is not getting fired this year.
Well, he just got an extension.
Oh, boy. He's going to be a Hard Knocks, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Good, dude. They are a mess.
I think if I were to power rank homes of head coaches in the NFL, I would say that McVay has the best home and he has the second best home.
Yeah, well, he may have to sell that home soon.
Well,
you know, we'll see what happens.
Scottsdale, very underrated.
The Rams, number 6, they're 2-1.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they want to improve to 3-1.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Let's not declare them dead at any point this season, Bonte.
Well, I mean, they would have gave it November. What a game in November.
Let's get to Trey Lance. Number 5.
All right, number 5.
Joe DiMaggio, number 5.
Number 5.
There we go.
I don't have six and sevens. So I have five through one.
Oh. Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Kirk Cousins?
Helping your boy stay alive in a survivor pool. They were down 14-0 to the upstart Detroit Lions. And Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, rose up from the dead.
What about Justin?
To rally. Justin Jefferson kind of shut down in that game, so we're not going to bring him up. They got another wide receiver in dreadlocks. I forget his name, but he was balling in that game, number 17. Listen, the Vikings and that horde rally against the fighting Dan Campbells and hold on for dear life, 28-24. I get the Vikes at 5. They just figure out how to be consistent. Watch out for Dalvin Cook's shoulder, too. He's got a shoulder issue for all you fantasy football players.
Thus concludes Viking talk here on The Leader.
Number 4.
Number 4. Guru's going to like this one. Last week, they weren't in the top 7.
Who is it?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Cooper Rush,
CeeDee Lamb. They're using both running backs, and they got a big win. They play the Commanders this week. The Cowboys could be 3-1. So much for taking. So much for trading for Jimmy Garoppolo. Dak who? They have Cooper Rush, baby. The Cowboys, number 4. You know why?
And Micah Parsons is so sick.
He might be the best defensive player in football.
He's so sick.
We didn't bring him up this offseason. We're talking about T.J. Watt. He's on the shelf. Nick Bosa, solid start to the season.
Number 11 on a defensive player looks pretty saucy.
Yeah, he looks pretty sick.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
He's a beast.
In the middle, on the edge. It doesn't matter. Michael Parsons is balling. Cowboys number 4. Next up.
Number three.
Curry for 3.
This time it's Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks. No, I'm going to give him a mulligan. They lose last week 14-12 to Green Bay. Yeah, nobody did throw
a breakfast
to.
Breakfast ball?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know what that is.
No, what is a breakfast ball?
It's when you start off a golf round and you top one or you shank a drive and it's the first hole of the first, the day. You go, it's a breakfast ball, so you get a second shot.
Oh, wow.
It's breakfast like a mulligan.
Ball.
Yeah,
a breakfast ball. All right, breakfast ball. Yeah. I learn something new every day about the game of golf.
If you're my brother Pat, you get multiple breakfast balls.
Yeah, well you got to throw him under the bus. Man, deadly boy. Damn, catching
or
shade.
Lucas Alexander.
Lucas Alexander, that guy. The tortoise in the hair. That guy's the slowest player of all time.
Hey, Lucas looked good yesterday coming to the studio. Actually dressed up, man.
No, I was very surprised.
Very surprised. Looked dapper, man. Had the ducks on.
Corporate look.
Just for that virtual meeting, am I right?
Getting a breakfast ball and what number are they?
I don't know. But Tampa Bay is number 3.
Oh, number 3.
Tampa Bay is number 3.
Oh.
They'll be all right. They'll bounce back. They have the Chiefs this week, which may be played at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota in that dome.
And while we're here, let's pray for everybody in South Florida and Tampa Bay. This hurricane is very, very dangerous. Yep. And apparently all of Tampa Bay is right there on the water.
Yeah,
and so
it sucks.
Just everybody that's got family or whatever out there, that let's keep them in our thoughts.
No doubt about that. All right, let's move along here, Spadoni.
Number two,
the other Bay, Green Bay.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers and company, that defense travels. That defense is real. It's a little different Packer team. They got some toughness to them.
Oh.
Some toughness.
We say that every year.
We'll see. But they still have Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
They're working in these young wide receivers. Alan Lazard scored a touchdown last week. They have a running game. Dylan Jones, that's a nice little 1-2 combo. And Jair Alexander, that man's a stud. A stud.
I had an epiphany on Aaron Rodgers, and this is going way deep here. Ninja Turtles, the movie. Aaron Rodgers looks like Casey Jones. Like the way he shaved the whole side, and then he's got the ponytail.
Yeah.
Something's going on with that guy.
Yeah, something is going on with that guy. Who knows? But they're 2-1 right now. And they're number 2 in the King of the Hill rankings. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Number 1.
Fly.
What?
Eagles. Fly, baby.
What?
Fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. You're number 1 team in the NFC. They could do it all.
You're doing
run the ball. Jalen Hurts is looking good. He did your
Mark Willis' favorite quarterback.
Yeah, I know, because he runs up the middle all the time, right? Psych! He does it. He runs his own route. Listen.
The 97?
Listen. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. They've got a defense. Fletcher Cox has been reborn in the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
They're flying around hitting people. The Philadelphia Eagles take on the Jacksonville Jaguars this week, which is one of the top games in the league. One of the top five games on the slate this weekend in the NFL. So I got the Fly Eagles, fly your top 7 teams in the NFL. Look at the graphic. Look at the flip. Wow, look at that. Great work on the production team.
You look like
a boss right there, right? With the crowd, right? Man. I just need some chains on. Give me with the chains, baby. 7 is the Niners. 6 the Rams. 5 with the Vikings. 4 with the Cowboys. 3 Tampa. 2 Green Bay. At number 1, it's Fly Eagles Fly. Bah, bah, bah. I don't even know if the song goes like that, but Fly Eagles Fly, number 1 team on the King of the Hill rankings.
Wow. And by the way, people need to know, that's the NFC only.
NFC only.
All right?
NFC
only. Seven teams that make the playoffs.
NFC only. If not, Buffalo would be in there. Miami would be in there. Kansas City would be in there. The Raiders would not be in there.
With the seven spots right now, it feels like at maximum, only two teams out of the NFC West would be getting in. Right now. And maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? Because last year we were told maybe four get in.
Yeah, Seattle's
maybe
not.
Three.
Geno Smith. I mean,
I'm ready to write them off.
Yeah, that defense is not good.
Yeah.
Arizona.
I'm telling you, I think that we're sleeping on them a little because I do think when DeAndre comes back,
they're going to get a jolt.
Yeah, and I think the Chandler Jones absence is hurting them. Something is off with them.
Vince Joseph.
But they scare me.
They are scary. You just don't know what you're going to get from
them.
You don't know what you're going to get from the Arizona Cardinals.
They own us.
They did. They did sweep the Niners last year. They swept the Niners last year.
You got to just be, remove emotion from and be like, dude, Kyler plays this very well.
I mean, so what can the Niners do here? They can improve to 2-2. They go on the road and take on Carolina and Atlanta. Can you split there? It didn't beat the schedule. The beat of the schedule comes where you're playing Kansas City. You're playing the Chargers. Hmm. You're playing Tampa. You're playing the Dolphins. You have the Saints and that strong defense. But the schedule is set up for the Niners to win at least 10 games this year. They got to get some playmakers. Jimmy has to play better. What can the Niners do? Should they be aggressive at the deadline? Do they owe it to this defense? Because I want to get into that, Chasky.
Mm.
How good is this defense? Are we looking at one of the best defenses in the last 30 years for the 49ers? You got numbers. I've got numbers. We've got players. We got it all here on the Morning Roast. And that'd be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
The Chats are back, baby. It's Bonte Hill from the Morning Roast. And set your alarms for 3 a.m. this Friday when the Warriors open up the preseason in Tokyo, Japan against the Washington Wizards. The Chats are back. Curry, Trey, Clay, the Young Gunners, all that much more. Don't forget to listen to it right here on your home for Golden State Warriors basketball, 95.7 The Game.
Kirby! It's your driveway mechanic, and they bring the shop to you. Brakes and tire replacements, oil changes, so much more. And here, I'm going to do this on Friday because today I'm very, very busy. They have added a Kirby eco-friendly wash. Barely uses any water, and it's going to make my car look brand new. I literally am going to just leave my car out front of the studio, and I'm going to have them come at 9:30, and we're going to bang this bad boy out. All biodegradable products that provide the ultimate shine and protection to both the exterior and here's the key part, the interior of your car, all in the ease of your driveway. The ultimate convenience, easy booking, transparent pricing, on-time arrival, service in your driveway. No waiting rooms, no coordinating rides, direct access to your mechanic. Friendly, reliable service, no middlemen, no upsells. Get $50 off your first oil change with the code OIL50. That's OIL 50. Check out Kirby.com. That's CURBEE.com. Or call 1-866-KIRBY-1. And here you go. We're doing $200 gift card giveaways. Pay attention to the Morning Roast. We're giving them away, people. That's enough for an oil change and an eco-friendly wash, Kirby.
Everything, our farm, our stand, our pop-up shop, it really all started when we discovered the benefits of local, raw honey for our family.
And then we decided to turn it into a business.
We were looking for something to help us get up and running.
So we got the Chase Business Complete Banking Account.
It's more than a bank account. It comes with Quick Accept, which lets us take card payments anytime, anywhere in the U.S. using the Chase mobile app. Plus, we get same-day deposits at no extra cost. For us, it's more than honey. It's about sharing a little sweetness with the world.
Get the Chase Business Complete Banking Account with the essentials you need to help get your business going. Learn more at chase.com/business-complete-banking. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Quick Accept is not available in U.S. territories. Enrollment required. Usage subject to approval. Same day deposits available for payments before 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday to Friday. Fees and rates apply for checking and processing. Limitations and restrictions apply. Participants compensated. Merchant services provided by Payment Tech LLC and WePay Inc. Subsidiaries of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and a member FDIC.
Hey, Becky, what about this beat for your next song?
It's cool, but I'm into faster stuff lately, like Xfinity that gives me beyond gig speeds.
Got it. What about this, then?
It sounds powerful, just just like Xfinity. Because its supersonic Wi-Fi has 3 times the bandwidth, you can connect hundreds of devices at once.
That's what I call power.
Unbeatable internet from Xfinity. Made to do anything so you can do anything.
Get the Xfinity Supersonic Bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box. All for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and autopay. New gigabit extra internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes wireless usage. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Requires compatible Xfinity gateway.
Have you ever hired a commercial painting company, then been stuck managing your own project? Hi, this is Matt Jesse, president of MB Jesse Painting. We know how busy you are and that you need professional painters who are actually professionals. My team has the experience, training, and credentials to get the job done. If you've been waiting for the right time to paint, this is it. Call 855-MB-JESSE today or visit us online at mbjesse.com.
MB Jesse!
UCSF Sports Medicine Center is dedicated to treating every type of athlete, from kids to adults, amateurs to elite professionals. As one of the best orthopedic programs in the nation, UCSF has programs to optimize an athlete's performance and the latest advancements to treat the most complex sports injuries. With locations throughout the Bay Area, now including Marin, Walnut Creek, and Redwood Shores, it's even easier to make an appointment today. Visit UCSFHealth.org so you can get cleared to play. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Hey everybody, it's Boomer Esiason here. When a part of your offense isn't firing on all cylinders, it shows. And sometimes the only solution is to replace that part with something new. It's true on a championship team, and it's also true with cars. That's why I love eBay Motors. They have all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, by the way. And that way you can get the parts that you need to make your car a winner. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
When Big Mobile charges you an arm and a leg, they're taking your money and your power. And your arm and leg. Boost Mobile gives your power back with an unlimited plan for $25 a month on one of America's largest 5G networks. We can't give you back your arm and your leg because we're not qualified surgeons. Unless you're an iguana who can grow limbs back. Switch to Boost and get an unlimited plan for $25 a month. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. New customers only. One line, $25 per month with auto pay. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hockey season is here, and 95.7 The Game has your shot at tickets to check out the San Jose Sharks in their home opener against Carolina on October 14th. Listen to Willard and Dibs around 10:30 for your chance to win.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Rose with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
That was so smooth by Curry. I said the Bonte and the Butcher. That's pretty, that's legendary right there. We go home and just listen back to that and be like, yo, hey, Michelle, Steph Curry said, what up? Do you ever just play that for her?
No.
For your pops? Or no. He's probably listening. He knows.
No.
He's probably already recording.
Pops
it.
Walked way too many people last night in softball. I'm very frustrated.
So I want to get into this. We tease this at the top of the show. By the way, Jason Aponte, mm-hmm. Niners Nation, Sprint Right Pod. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock via Zoom. We love it. What we try to do, too, is there's a lot of good people producing 49ers content. From the Brad Grahams to Splash Cousin Jordan Elliott. We had Posey on last week. We try to get those guys on the show. Those are our guys. The young up-and-comers. Guys who cover from afar, and they eat, sleep, and you know what, 49ers football. So Jason Aponte, he'll join us at 8 o'clock to break down what's went wrong for the 49ers in the first 3 games of the NFL season. But I want to get to the softball game because you seem, I would say, glum.
We lost a very difficult game. We were up many, many times in this game after being down a little early. And we had like 9 errors in the final inning. Deli Boy, he knows. I love him. He made one of the greatest catches he's ever made in his life, diving catch, and then just missed a ball. Pops walking too many people. We basically lost on a walk-off. There's an obstruction at third base by our third baseman. It's just right. A nightmare, a whole so nightmare.
Deli Boy, but I heard Deli Boy made a great play.
Oh, Deli Boy did make a great play. But, you know, it's not about the great play you made. It's about the one you missed at the end.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, he knows that he had a good game. But, we lost in a hard way. So, I'm hurting today. My wrist is hurting today. I made a sliding play. And then I'm banged up. My heel hurts.
Deadly Boy SQ hit me up yesterday.
I need more Advil.
We're going back and forth on IG because we're talking about the Starburst energy drink.
Where did you see that?
Right across the street at Gambino's House.
Oh. So it's a Starburst energy drink.
Yeah. And it tastes just like Starburst.
Oh, you bought it?
No, I did not buy it. Oh. But a lot of people told me it tastes just like Starburst. Oh. And they said, half a can will have you up all day.
Oh. So it's like Jolt from back in the day.
Yeah, I remember some good old Jolt.
Jolt was
cheap, too.
I want to get into the 49er defense and where it is. It was early in the season.
He hit me up about the song I posted with Andre Nicotina and Mac Dre. You know, Cadillac Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Ford, Chevys, whatever you got.
Yeah.
Push it, man. Don't be scared to squat.
No pickles, no onions, no playing.
Oh, that may be one of his best verses.
No delaying.
Yeah. Hey, that may be one of his verses ever.
He's got a million of them. I told you, I know you disagree with this opinion, but had they gotten together in the 90s and they put together a comprehensive group of albums, I truly believe they would be a West Coast version of what Outkast is.
Mac Dre and Nicotina.
Absolutely.
You know what? That song was
the
hot.
The one album knocks hard.
It knocks hard. It does knock hard.
Knocks hard.
It does knock hard. I give you that because I listened to a lot of it yesterday.
It's one album.
Yeah, it's one album. Damn.
Knocks hard. So look, the Niners defense right now, through three games, they feel elite. Now, I can totally understand people saying, A, it's three games in. B, you really haven't played a dynamic offense.
No.
All of those are true statements. But I also believe this to be a really good unit. Having watched them at practice, I thought it was the strength of the team. Having watched them through three games, is it the strength of the team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the last, I'm just going to go the last like 20 years for the Niners, because we can go back to the 80s and 90s, but the rules have changed so much,
right,
and the league is so pass happy. It's hard to look at some of the scoring and passing numbers and correlate them to the modern game with the freedom of movement that you have.
Back in the day, you didn't have that 5-yard rule where you can't touch a receiver after 5 yards. You can mug a receiver.
Yeah.
The way you hit receivers is totally different. The way you hit quarterbacks is totally different. You had chop blocks back in the day, right? Where you could go under a defensive lineman's knees and just cut them out, which was terrible because a lot of guys got injured with that. And Bob McKittrick was getting cursed out by multiple defensive line coaches because of the way the 49ers used to cut block. So you want to start from the 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, approximately.
Let's go 2000s.
So I would say in the last 20 years or so, the best 49er defenses, in my mind, all right, I would love your opinion on this as well. I think you got to start with 2011, right? Like that's one of the ones. Like if we're going in chronological order, 2011. Listen to these all pros, all pro: Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Justin Smith.
Yeah,
that's on defense alone. Second team, all right, all pro: Carlos Rogers, and then Justin Smith made it at a second position.
Alden Smith didn't make all pro that year?
That was his rookie year. No, he did not.
Even though he had a dynamic. I don't even think he won rookie of the year, did he?
No, I don't think he did either.
Was it Von Miller who won rookie of the year?
It might have been Von Miller. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go back and look. But I just look at that team. Now, look at pro bowlers. Now, I know people scoff at pro bowlers.
Yeah, I do.
But I'm okay.
By the way, randomly, pro bowl's done.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Pro Bowl is done.
We don't need that Alex Smith being the 19th alternate, you know, Pro Bowler so that people could say, see, Alex is a Pro Bowler, is not what I need in my life. But just Pro Bowlers, okay? Justin Smith, Patrick Willis, Rogers, Deshaun Golson. I mean, that's an incredible list. And we remember that 49er defense, 2011, didn't allow a rushing touchdown until the very end of the year. They were an elite defense. Similar to this team, and this version of the Niners, they were run first, minimize the amount of possessions. They played a 3-4. They were elite. They were going to hit you. We have team speed.
Right.
I mean, that was a very, very dominant group. And they were one or two plays away from being in the Super Bowl.
Yep. That was a very good group. Very good group. Probably the best defense of that tenure, no doubt, under Harbaugh and Vic Fangio. They were flying around. The next year, Justin Smith got hurt in that Seattle game.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, that Patriots game on Sunday Night Football, where he basically tore his biceps? Was it the biceps or the pec?
Yeah.
And then he basically wasn't the same.
But in that 2012 team, which was a really, really good team, I'm not trying to dismiss it. So I'll give you the all pros. Back-to-back years. Patrick Willis first team, Bowman first team, Justin Smith second team, Golston first team, Ahmed Brooks second team, Alden Smith first team.
Wow.
Now, they were more decorated because of 2011.
Because of 2011.
I think they got more recognition. I lean 2011 was slightly better.
2011, I thought, was them at their peak.
I thought so, too.
They didn't have to blitz.
I thought so, too.
They were rushing the pass. We're just that front.
And how it ended.
And how it ended.
They felt like they were leaking oil.
Dude, but 2012, they were leaking oil against the Ravens.
How 2012 ended, they were leaking oil.
Yep,
2011, it felt more comprehensive. 2011,
they were humming.
Yes.
They were humming.
That's what I'm saying.
And Eli Manning, I mean, he got hit over and over and over and over. And it was a heroic performance for Eli Manning.
But
that game flipped when Terrell Brown got hurt when Rodgers, Golson and Terrell Brown, or was it Rodgers? I think it was Golson and Terrell Brown. They went up for the interception in that NFC Championship game, and Terrell Brown got hurt. Tremaine Brock comes in. He gives up a touchdown on third down to Mario Manningham to give the Giants a lead there before David Akers kicked that field goal to tie the game and send it to the overtime. So, look, man, that defense of 2011 is one of the best defenses probably the last 20 years for the 49ers.
Right.
I think it's better than 2019.
I'm with you. So that brings us to 2019. 2013, Willis hurt himself. Bowman was outstanding that year. I think it was Larry Grant made like four or five starts.
Larry Grant was good.
For the 49ers. And the defense was kind of falling apart. They had Golson left in free agency. They traded up to go get Eric Reed. The defense was just very different. But I think 11 and 12 were their best defenses in the last 20 years. And then you get to 2019. Okay, that's Nick Bosa's rookie year. DeForest Buckner has a monster year. Eric Armstead finally breaks out as a pass rusher. And even though he was hurt at times throughout the year, D. Ford was elite that year.
D. Ford was good.
You know, I know we always talk about Aldon Smith, but on those 2011, 2012 teams, Ahmed Brooks
was solid.
I mean,
stout against the run.
Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Solid as a pass rusher, was a physical beast. Got wrongly accused of personal foul on Drew Brees there, the Superdome.
Oh, remember that one? That put them on the road.
Right, it put them on the road.
In 2013.
Yeah, it put them on the road where they had to play in Carolina, in Green Bay, and of course ended up losing in Seattle that season. But no, 2019. So we go to 2019 and we look at the secondary. Jimmy Ward proved a lot of people wrong.
That was a career year
Ward. No doubt. Tart played a lot better.
He did.
And that one. And then you had Richard Sherman.
Who was an all-pro and a pro bowler that year.
Which is crazy because we thought Sherman was maybe cooked.
Yeah.
Sherman was balling that year, but he leaked oil towards the end of the year.
Yes, he did.
NFC Championship and, of course, the Super Bowl. Then you had the linebacking core. We didn't know much about Dre Greenlaw that year. He was a rookie.
And Quan Alexander played and got hurt throughout that year.
Quan was good. And then Dre Greenlaw stepped up and made one of the signature plays in 49ers history in 2019. Heck, he had a couple of them. The first Seattle game, the interception in overtime, where it looked like he was going to bring it back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow, who's this Dre Greenlaw guy? Because we were all freaking out about Quan being hurt.
That's right.
So Quan was good, but Dre Greenlaw picked up the slack and was the better linebacker towards the end of the year.
Yeah, he was, absolutely. But I look at that team, and it was led by their front, right, B?
Yep.
Right? Their front was what led them. And Nick Bosa's breakout party as a rookie, it was like, wow, they've got something here. I look at this team right now. This feels, on Monday night, like their stiffest test in terms of offensive weaponry that they've faced yet.
It is.
Cooper Kupp is the best. He was the Triple Crown winner of wide receivers last year. Catches, yards, touchdowns.
Yep.
And then you're going up against, I would say, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback and one of the top 5 to 6 offensive minds in the league in Sean McVay.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt he's one of the 5-6 offensive minds in this league. And look, Stafford, he will throw a couple up, but last week he only took one sack. One sack last week. Did not throw an interception. That gets him into trouble. But if you put pressure on him, he will throw it up. And you can hit him and fluster him and rattle him. Now, remember everybody was freaking out about Cam Akers in week one. Like, oh, wow, Cam Akers not getting any carries. Well, he led the way last week with 12 carries.
Hmm.
12 carries, 61 yards. So he's starting to run the ball a little bit better. Hmm. And you still have Cooper Kupp. Allen Robinson, they're trying to figure it out. But he's a threat. And Tyler Higbee, for whatever reason, he's a very underrated tight end. I like Higbee a lot.
So when you're looking at this matchup and you're looking about this 49er defense that they've got right now, again, we both agree. To this point, their biggest test.
Biggest test, no doubt.
I kind of feel like this defense might, it has the potential, at least early on, to be better than 2019. The key that they have to have, complementary football. If the offense is not going to pull its weight, I don't think this defense will sustain and be better than what they were in 2019. Because part of why they were so great in 2019, they got stops on D, but the offense scored a lot, and it put that team in an opportunity to pin their ears back and go get the quarterback.
I like this defensive line a lot better than 2019. I think they're deeper.
Without Buckner?
I think they're deeper.
Really?
I think they're deeper. Drake Jackson, I think, can have an impact like a D Ford. Ebukam is not bad, so I think you have
run stuff rate
rushers.
Is really good.
Now, you're not as stout in the middle without Buckner and Armstead, so maybe you give a little bit there, but the drop-off's not hard. And also, DJ Jones was a big part of 2019 as well. Don't want to sleep on him.
He was.
But the secondary, I believe, is better now than it was in 2019. I think Ward, at this stage of his career, is better than where Sherman was
hasn't
at.
Hasn't played yet.
Yeah, hasn't played.
Or you're saying the Mooney Ward.
Yeah, Mooney, Mooney Ward. Charvarius Ward is a lot better than where Sherman was at in 2019.
Yeah, he's in his prime. He can do more things.
Yeah, man to man, Sherm was a problem.
And I don't want to take anything away because Sherm did have a great year.
Sherm had a great year.
He had a great year.
But when teams started attacking him deep, like the second Arizona game, remember they went at Sherman? Mm-hmm. He got called for a couple pass interferences.
Right.
Damn, he can't deal with the speed.
Yeah.
War can deal with the speed. And then Mosley is a better version than what he was in 2019.
I'm with you there.
Now, Hufanga and strong safety?
Early on, I think he's better than what Tart was in 2019.
Yep, no doubt.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
But this is where I struggle with it because we're in real time. We're three games in.
We're three games in.
We've got 14 more games.
There's a long way to go, and they see some top flight quarterbacks.
Yes.
I mean, Mahomes is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's coming. I mean, you see some dudes, right? You just saw a dude in Russell Wilson, and he burns you on the last possession of the game.
Do you think that Fred Warner's a better version now than when he played in 2019?
Yeah, I do. I do. A lot wiser.
I do,
by the way, he joined Damon Arado, and he said that.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's so good on the air. Yeah, we'll play some of those cuts. He's so smooth.
He's a leader. Like, he's so a legitimate leader. When you draft a middle linebacker to be the guy who wears the green dot helmet.
Right.
Isn't, like, the way he conducts himself, isn't that what you're looking for in a player?
He did it from day one, too.
He's so wise beyond his years.
Everything they wanted Reuben Foster to be, Fred Warner Jr. has been.
And then some.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he's better, way better in pass coverage.
And before we take some calls on this, 888-957-9570, where's this defense at? Through three games in, where do they rank with some of the better Niner defenses in the last 20 years? D'Amico Ryans, do you believe he's got the edge on Robert Saleh in 2019. The version of Robert Saleh in 2019 compared to D'Amico over the last 2 years.
My biggest criticism on Robert Saleh was they played almost the same defense, and it worked for a long time, but it felt like the same thing over and over. They wouldn't blitz a whole lot. The wide nine did gash them in the run game, especially late in the year.
They've adjusted from the wide nine.
It feels like D'Amico's got more curveballs and more changeups.
Yeah.
But I don't study the film enough to know if we were like doing the percentages of how many times they send a blitz from the nickel and how many times they send linebackers. It feels more versatile with D'Amico Ryans.
Yep.
And I'm just saying that based off my eyeball.
Yeah, no, it does feel a lot. That's why I give Diaz or D'Amico. So this defense, so far, it looks like it could be better than 2019.
It has potential.
But we got that big caveat.
But the offense is going to be a big part of this.
Yeah,
2020, they were a really good defense. Even though Nick Bosa went down, the offense couldn't sustain drives,
and
it put them behind the eight ball.
They can't. And then you're playing a quarterback this week in Stafford who 4 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions through 3 games. They can get some. That's the one thing this defense has to do to separate itself for 2019. Force turnovers.
Yeah.
Interceptions, which they got in the first couple weeks last week in Denver. You had a couple chances to recover a fumble. Getting turnovers is what's going to separate them for 2019.
The other guy who I think has had really good impact in the few amounts of snaps that he plays, Charles Omenihu is a playmaker.
He's a player.
Every time he's in there, it feels like he's stunting, he's twisting, he's blowing by somebody. He's strong. He's extremely fast and athletic. This defensive line feels deeper. It does, which
is
crazy
deeper
to say because Buckner was so good that year.
I mean, they didn't miss Armstead last week.
That's nuts.
They didn't miss Armstead.
It really is nuts.
That is nuts.
And I do feel like the Hufanga and Ward, Mooney Ward acquisitions makes this team team more dynamic.
They look nastier in the secondary.
They look faster.
They look faster and they look nastier. Now, you also talk about, you talk about Greenlaw. You talk about Bulls. Excuse me, Kevin Givens. What about him in the middle of that defense?
I like him. I like him a lot, especially when you're going to rotate defensive line. This is why I don't love paying defensive linemen a lot of money, because you can throw a guy out there who's undrafted and can get comparable production.
And don't forget about Kinlaw. Kinlaw's having a nice start to the season.
He is having a nice start. Quietly.
He's having a nice start. Quietly having a nice start to the season. Let's go to...
It's just hard because the Bears are so stinky, even though their record's 2-1.
And the Hawks have Geno Smith.
The Hawks are terrible.
And Denver's not there yet.
So I don't know. This feels like the truest test where I'll have a really good feel for how legit this defense is.
Well, this is the first test of many for the Niners.
Oh, no, they're...
This schedule ramps up.
They get
Tom
Brady. They get Patrick Mahomes. They're going to get Kyler at some point. They're going to get a
Kyler
variety.
Twice.
But they're going to get a variety of of play styles.
Yep.
You're going to get Herbert at some point if he can
stay
healthy.
And one thing they struggle with, right, is mobile quarterbacks. Good thing about Stafford is he's not mobile. He's going to be in that pocket. You know where he's going to be. And this offensive line is just not good for the Rams. I want to get into that in a second.
That feels like a big mismatch.
It's a big mismatch coming up on Monday night. But who... Hell, the Niners' offensive line. That didn't feel like a mismatch for the Reds, too, on the other side of the ball.
Bonte, you remember a couple years ago we did the Aaron Donald bet?
Yeah.
I'm so worried about Aaron Donald against Jake Brendel. I mean, I think he's going to slide over and go up against McKivitz.
Oh, thanks. Pick your poison for Aaron Donald. I mean,
this is the week, dude. Shanahan needs to earn his money in terms of scheming, however, whatever it looks
move
like.
Move Jimmy around.
Quick release.
Legs. Quick.
I don't know what it looks like, but I'll tell you this. You got to do something, because I'm really worried about Aaron Donald.
All right. We got Fillmore Mike, and it says, not the OG. I'm confused on which Fillmore Mike this is. Fillmore Mike in the city.
What up?
Listen to the Art of Radio.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, it's the real Fillmore Mike. Okay, it's the real Fillmore. Not the OG Fillmore Mike, the young Fillmore Mike. All right, got it.
Yeah, for real. I don't know who cuz is, but it's all love. My name is Michael, is a popular name, but hey, man.
Hey, it's Sam Lubman, Fillmore. Sam Lubman, man, making a rookie mistake.
No, it's all good. Lubman is a solid guy. Hey, but look, it's crazy how y'all knowledge, like y'all remembering, is crazy, bro. Like, y'all be remembering, both of y'all, too.
Thank you.
Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill. Y'all, because I watch every game, too. I mean, I smoke a lot more weed than y'all. I watch every game, too. And y'all memory is impeccable. I just want to say a couple of things. I think this is one of the best defenses Niners have ever had. Some of them weak teams in the early 2000s, now they weren't celebrated, but B.Y. had them boys playing hard.
Mm-hmm. Julian Peterson.
Yep.
Two names. Hey, Bonte, we texted this a couple of weeks ago. Alden Smith could have been one of them boys. One more thing. J.P. Julian Peterson.
I loved him.
Yep.
He was a star back in the day. He was before he went to, before we was on that.
Yeah.
In eight positions. He was going crazy, man. I just wanted to say that y'all.
Before you go, before you go, when he shut down Tony Gonzalez, that was the game.
That was the game.
When Jim Moore Jr. was on the sideline, and everyone was like, Jim Moore Jr. needs to be the coach of this team. Remember that?
Because he was guarding Tony Gonzalez in the slot by himself, number 98, JP. Killing it. And Mike Rumpf was getting picked on that game. And they had to go ahead. They had to help Mike Rumpf with safeties. And then JP, they was like, you got Tony G. And he had like one catch for 7 yards. And Kansas City was complaining. Oh, JP got a lot of. He got away with holding. He got away with holding in that game. He was good.
He was a stud in Madden, too.
He was good. Hey, one last point, man. Look how our defense has been so good the last 20 years. Look how many defensive coordinators from the Niners that have gotten hired.
That's a good point.
Trip.
Yeah, Lord Vic Fangio, Robert Sala. That's actually a really good point. Jim Moore Jr.
Jim Moore Jr. Three coaches right there.
I'm going to go two
our
names.
Our poll right now at Morning Roast 95.7. What was the best 49ers defense in the last 20 years? Let us know. 2011, 2012, 2019, and 2022.
I like that. Going to the early 2000s, Julian Peterson, had he played in this era, would be a $40 million player, in the sense that he would get, he could cover tight ends in space.
And
he could rush the quarterback.
Yep. And stop the run.
He was so good.
He was a Seahawk.
He tore his Achilles.
But he was a Seahawk. He made a play at Kettle Stick Park, and he just did the thing where he pointed at the back of his nameplate, and he did it. Like, he put extra emphasis on it.
I got a 98.
And Niners fans start losing their minds. Like, fool, screw you. We made you. But he started doing it. He held it, too, for a long time.
It was him, Ulbrich, Derek Smith as a 3-4.
Yep.
That was such a fun team. And
were they 4-3? Were they 4-3 or 3-4?
They went 3-4.
They went 3-4.
And
yeah,
Jamie Winborn.
Jamie Winborn was good.
People forget.
He came in trade. He took that job.
He got traded to Jacksonville at some point. And he never came back. The other two guys that I think we always forget, and I look back on them, Ahmed Plummer, if he could have stayed healthy, I thought was going to be a really good DB.
His last game was that division around loss against the Tampa Bay Bucs.
He was good, dude.
He retired out of nowhere, remember?
Jason Webster was solid.
He had a bad injury. He was a first-round pick out of Ohio State. He's that same draft with Julian Peterson. I thought Plummer was very solid. And after a while, Niner fans started saying, oh, bum ass, I'm in Plummer. And I don't remember him being a bum. I remember him saying, I'm going to take the number one wide receiver. Neck. He got the neck.
The neck.
Look, everybody sees that highlight of Randy Moss mossing him in the Metrodome. But that was one of Moss's only catches in that game.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually did a really good job on Randy Moss. I loved Ahmed Plummer. That's a good call there. And Jason Webster. Was he Texas A&M?
Yeah, 36. Yep. I mean, they were a solid duo. It was Mike Rumpf who couldn't stay on the field.
Mike Rumpf could stay on the field.
They just kept picking on him.
And they had Tony Parrish.
And he had a good number, too.
And they had Zach Bronson. Remember Zach Bronson had 7 picks that one year?
He was part of the Jim Moore senior, you know?
Yep, he had that pick.
Playoffs.
I'll never forget when the Niners made the playoffs that year with Jim Moore Jr., Mooch. They lost in Chicago that year, Soldier Field. But they were up big. Shea Matthews killed them in the fourth quarter. But Zach Bronson had a pick six that day. It was like for 90-plus. People know. You remember.
Lance Schulter, Zach Bronson.
They were sick,
so
right?
many Niner
he, I remember he picked it off and went to the house, and there was a Niner fan. I don't know why I remember this. There was a Niner fan with a sign. The Niners are back. In Soldier Field. And he had the sign, and he kept waving it up. The Niners are back.
Narrator,
and it
was like, the Niners are not the back.
And when they made the playoffs that year, they were back then, and then it went sideways. Once Erickson got the job.
Those early 2000 defenses were extremely underrated.
Yep, very underrated.
Extremely underrated. I'm with him on that. And then I'm going to give you a name and you're going to smile. John Engelberger.
Oh my God, Virginia Tech.
Remember
number 94.
Him? What a
solid.
Bust.
He had the U-bar.
Oh, I couldn't stand him.
He had the U-bar. You didn't like him?
I couldn't stand Engelberger.
He was solid.
He was always like 5 steps too slow on the edge. He was the guy that would bite on the run fake every time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, great defenses.
888-957-9570. 11, 12, 19, or 22. Who are you taking?
It's hard not to take 2011.
That's what I'm saying. And
it's
that felt
hard.
Like that first love, too, with
it's
Harbaugh.
It's hard not to take them. It's hard. Dante Whitner. That Saints game, because people forget.
When Golson would hit you and then do the hawk.
Did the hawk.
Oh, my God.
He decapitated Michael Clayton for Tampa that year. Remember that?
I do.
On the pick
that.
Six. I mean, he blew him up. But the moment in Philadelphia where Justice Smith strips Jeremy Maclin from the back on a wide receiver screen, and they recover it, and a sideline goes crazy like, it's our ball, it's our ball, it's our ball. It made everybody believe.
Was that the game Morgan broke his leg? Joshua Morgan.
So I remember that game. That was one of the few Niner games I went to that year.
Okay.
I took my little brother, Bernard. Call me Bernard. It's been a while.
Okay.
They're up 41-3.
Oh, yeah. It was a blowout game.
Blowout game.
Alex actually threw a ball past 20 yards in that
game.
Yeah,
I know. They were rolling.
Remember that?
They brought in Kaepernick.
Oh.
He threw a touchdown pass at the end of the game. But it was to Josh Morgan when he broke his leg.
Was he Joshua at that time? Remember he switched
Joshua
his name?
Yeah, it was Joshua Morgan.
Yeah. He was
Joshua
nice.
Morgan was not supposed to be in the game. Somebody else was supposed to be in the game, and they were looking for the helmet. So Crabtree Morgan started fighting. It was like, oh, this is a free touchdown. Stats, stats, stats. And he ran into the game. He wasn't even supposed to be in the game, Shasky. I watched the whole thing. I'll never forget it. I was like, oh, why is Josh Morgan going to? Kind of had a Boobie Miles feel to it on Friday Night Lights when he wasn't supposed to be in the game.
Yeah.
And was it Kroger couldn't find his helmet, so Boobie ran in.
Like Brent Jones with John Taylor in the 88 Super Bowl.
There you go. So, Joshua Morgan, man, he was really, really
good.
Was
he Virginia Tech, too?
Joshua Morgan was Virginia Tech.
Dude.
He was
Beamer
Virginia
Ball,
Tech.
He had players, dude.
Beamer Ball. I used them on video games all the
players.
Time. He had players. Dude.
I thought Daryl Tapp was going to be that dude.
He actually was a pass rush coach for the Niners.
Was he?
Matter of fact, he may be on the staff.
I thought Daryl Tapp was going to be that dude.
He may be on the staff
Who's
now.
Who's the cornerback? D'Angelo Hall?
D'Angelo Hall went to V-Tech.
Yeah.
He went to V-Tech.
They
had another one, too.
Yeah.
They had another one, too. Let's go to Chris in Concord. He's on the radio. He wants to talk about the greatest
Niner
defenses. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? So just kind of wanted to chime in on great 49er defenses. And what about that 94-95 defense, man?
Well, that's
Dana Stubblefield.
Yeah.
You had Merton Hank doing the chicken dance. You had Tim McDonald. You had Deion Sanders on the outside. I mean, dude, Ken Norton, that defense. I mean, sorry, Fillmore Mike, but this defense this year has nothing.
Well, in Fillmore Mike's defense, we were going last 20 years.
Yeah.
That felt like an all-star team to me. You had Richard Dent coming in.
Yep.
You had Sam Mills playing on that team.
Brian Young was a rookie.
Gary Plummer.
Deion. Yeah,
Brian Young was defensive rookie of the year that year. Dana Stubblefield, the defensive player of the year, and Deion Sanders. Tyrone Drakeford.
Eric Davis.
I mean, there were so many great players on that team. That defense was all-time.
Yeah.
All-time. Charles Haley.
Chris, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here, man. I totally agree with you guys.
What about the potential of this defense? What do you think about this defense?
You know, I'll be completely honest, man. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I'll tell you right now, like, I haven't really been watching the 49ers this year.
I'm curious. What are you guys thinking of Mike McDaniels? Because there's a lot of chatter from Niner fans. We're missing Mike McDaniels. And I feel like now it's kind of jumped the shark. Like, I get it. McDaniels was influential, but let's not pretend like he's, you know, Bill Walsh reincarnated. But how are Dolphin fans feeling about him?
I can tell you right now, as a Dolphins fan, we are stoked. I can tell you that we finally have an offensive-minded coach. And, I mean, just look at Tua's numbers right now and look at what they're doing to the rest of the league. So, you know, everybody should be on notice.
None. There it is. Dolphin fans coming out of the woodwork. Thanks for the call, Chris, by the way. Daryl Tapp.
Number 55.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech.
Yep.
One of my favorite defenses in college football history.
Great. He's the assistant defensive line coach for the 49ers.
Is he?
Last year was his first year. I told you, he was a deep assistant last year.
I loved him.
He's on the staff now.
Well, he was a Falcon? What was he?
So he was a Seahawk, Eagle, played with Washington, Detroit, the Seahawks. Saints, and the Bucks.
Seahawks.
And the Bucks.
Wow.
Was drafted by Seattle. Only had 29 career sacks. Second-round pick out of VTech.
So if we're asking, like, the favorite defenses, if you're going to go 2011, I don't think you're wrong there. I would probably,
I mean,
9 times out of 10, I'm probably taking 2011. But I have to say, 2019,
the defense was good.
It was so good. It was so good. And there was something about Levi Stadium when Sherman would make an interception.
It popped.
That place, everybody would be shaking their heads. And
we got the pick against Minnesota in the playoffs, and that place went crazy.
I mean, and then Bosa, like, that team was really fun.
There was something about
Sherm.
There was something about Sherm.
There was just something fun. Now, I'm probably going to lean 2011, I don't want to, like, dismiss 2019, because 2019 was so fun.
So,
and I fell back in love with my Niners that year.
So 2019, I did too, and it happened in the Pittsburgh game. Remember that?
I do.
They beat them at home.
They
held on for dear life and beat Pittsburgh 24-20. That stretch where they had to play Arizona on Halloween and the defense looked tired. Then the overtime game against Seattle. It was an iconic game. That's when your grandpa had the greatest line ever. You know, guys, I've been to some great wins and I've seen some brutal losses. And he paused for like 7 seconds. That was a brutal loss.
That was like a 9-hour day for him. At
Grandpa Shasky.
It was a long day.
Dude,
I learned my lesson. No primetime games for the 86-year-old.
No more primetime games for him.
I'm taking my wife and niece this Monday.
What game are you going to take Grandpa to?
Oh, we're going
to
go. We already have it locked in.
Arizona?
We're going to the Chiefs game.
Chiefs game. Oh.
Yeah, he's getting them Mahomes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, boy. He wants to see Mahomes, huh?
He wanted to go to an opening day. I said, Grant, it was going to be like a downpour. I love you, buddy, but.
All right. So, but that stretch in 2019, we forget. They had to play Arizona again. They had to come back from 16-0.
Mm-hmm.
Defense played great in the second half of that one. They had to play Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Oh, that was a good game. In the rain.
They held the Packers to 8 points on Sunday Night Football. Remember that?
That's one of those few times where you lose and feel proud of your team.
Yeah, you felt good after the Baltimore game. And then they gave up the 46 to the Saints, and it was like, all right, that was the stinker for the defense.
Uh-huh.
Then they had to play the Falcons. They played the Rams. Defense started leaking oil towards the end of that season. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 29 points to the Falcons. Now it happened on that last play of the game where if you were a better, you got pissed off about that. But that was the Julio Jones game when he just dominated and Sherman didn't play. So that's where I lead 2011 because they were more consistent throughout the season. More consistent. They didn't falter down the stretch like 2019 did.
Well, and I also feel like the lasting image of 2019 is Quan dropping a pick, third and whatever, where they threw it
third
down.
Third and 15, yeah, I mean, mostly. Come
on. You know, like, there's a lot. And then, like, Sherman getting burned.
You're right.
You know, like, but don't let that, like, don't forget how great they were throughout the totality of the year. And let's not forget, that was one of the most explosive offenses the league has ever seen.
Yeah.
And they suffocated them until the end. I know the dam broke. And it was a huge flood. And I'm not trying to be mean with all the stuff going on in Florida. So I probably shouldn't use that analogy. But my point being is that was a great defense.
Great defense.
And I know it ended in an ugly way, but it doesn't take away from how much I loved watching them play.
And that defense, the goal line stand at the end of the game against Seattle. Remember that?
Yes.
That goal I said, I for sure. We all thought. We watched that game right here.
We said,
damn, they're going to blow home field advantage just like that.
I know.
They are number one all year. They're going to blow home field advantage.
We're
going
to go back to the Julio Jones play the week before where they lost on the final play of the game.
Because I remember Danny Fry telling me, oh, this game isn't important. I was like, damn it, the Falcons game is important.
Didn't Steiny say that too?
Yeah, he did. He apologized to me that day. Remember, he was like,
he's coming down my road last night on Twitter.
Was he?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, there was a guy on the Giants who was wearing number 18. And all I said was, there are certain numbers in sports for certain organizations that if you're not going to retire, because that's Matt Cain's number, if you're not going to retire for Matt Cain, which is fine. I don't even know if I'm 100% on Matt Cain having his number retired. I can go in both directions on that. It should be reserved for someone who I believe has a little more impact on the franchise long term. For example, 22. It wasn't retired for years and years and years for the Giants, and they would hand it out to like Dan Uggla.
Right.
And it's like, Dan Uggla does not deserve. The guy was DFA'd in Florida and in Atlanta, and you came here on like a prove it deal, and you gave him 22. Like, can we read the room a little?
Right.
It's like 81 with the Niners.
You're not
going to retire T.O.'s number.
But you give it to Trent Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jordan Matthews.
Yeah. That's weak. So Steiny came down your road.
Oh yeah. He's like, well, then you should start issuing 3-digit numbers then.
You and Steiny are like best buds though.
You guys are BFFs. I love Steiny.
Yeah, you guys are BFFs.
I listen to that show every day.
No, this isn't a knockoff jersey. This is 503 Sports. 503 Sports. Relax over there, Chris Hansen. Somebody also asked, front office. What up, front office? Did we plan on matching today?
No, I didn't even.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was just. Go ahead.
I got some of those Steph Curry shorts, you know, those Warrior ones.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that have all the patches
from
on them.
From the parade?
Yeah, Rocco hooked me up.
Yeah, I know.
He came through. How'd you know?
Because he told me he was going to come through.
Yeah.
He told me.
I went and I saw his new house yesterday.
It was supposed to be a surprise for your birthday.
Oh, I think it was just for me being such a great dude.
Yeah, and those shirts are hard, huh?
They're so
I got a pair, too.
And they fit perfect.
Oh, dude, I got a pair, too. I can't. Dude, I wore them twice. Dad has been hating. It's just like, you really spent that much money on those shirts?
They have the nylon in them. And so I'm curious if I'm supposed to wear boxers or briefs with them underneath, or if you're supposed to go.
If I was you, I would wear boxers or briefs under them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about? They have like the swimming, like, netting on it.
You don't want to be free, if you know what I mean. Don't just go. Wear some boxers, all right?
Can we agree 2011 was better than 2012, even though 2012 was more decorated in terms of all pros?
2011 blows 2012 away.
So we agree there.
22. The injury to Justice Smith changed 2012. It changed.
I'm with you.
They got blown out in Seattle. Mm-hmm. They gave up a ton of points to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Remember, Atlanta was up 17-0 in the NFC Championship game, and for some reason, Atlanta wanted to try to run the ball. It was like, no, you keep passing, you're going to beat the Niners that year. They had no pass rush.
Trent Baalke finding Navarro Bowman. I know we've forgotten, but they moved off to Keo Spikes, and they put Bowman in there. And Bowman, to this day, I will say this, no one ever talked about it. As great as the 2011 defense was, what made that team was the Tony Montana special teams unit, because Goldson, Bowman, all those guys played special teams.
Yep.
And you know I'm big on this.
And
they were so sick.
And Bowman.
Was it Blake Costanzo?
Blake Costanzo. Linebacker.
So sick.
Backup linebacker. And the
Tony Montana. Play that
Bowman,
song.
Bowman started playing all three downs instead of Patrick Willis.
He was
He became the three-down linebacker. He became.
It sounds sacrilegious to say. I was one of the people saying, as great as Willis is, and I thought Willis is one of the greatest linebackers I've ever seen in my life. Bowman's 2013 season is the greatest linebacker season I've ever seen in my entire life.
As a 49er, no doubt.
He did everything.
He did everything.
How about the hit on Russell Wilson on the second-to-last candlestick game?
It was a 13-6 game on Thursday Night Football.
It
was like a missile. Remember they kept highlighting it, too? It was like, look at this guy, number 53.
I'll never forget when he went down on the Eric Reed accidentally hitting
him.
I cried. I knew his career would never be the same.
Yeah, no, it was
that
sad.
That was one of the worst injuries I've ever seen in any sport. It ruined his career. The fact he even came back, the fact he didn't lose his leg, is a miracle.
Pick at the stick, no doubt about that.
He's
but
a
that game in Seattle, that was, if there's, You know, when we say body bag games.
Oh, it's the ultimate one. Gene Steratore? Yeah, he said it's the hardest hitting game in all my years in the NFL.
He said it was the most physical game ever.
Ever. I'm convinced Frank Gore got a concussion in the second quarter. Right.
And then he made that play on fourth and nine, and I thought we were going to win the game.
We were talking about plays that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Booby Dixon scores a touchdown. They don't call it. Yep. They have to go back out there. Yep. And Iupati breaks his leg, and he's never the same.
And he's never the same, no doubt. Oh, my. There was carnage left on that field.
Look at us.
Carnage left on that field. The fourth and nine, and then the next play, Kaepernick hits Crabtree in the middle of the field. He gets 15, and they were rushing for whatever reason. It's like, don't rush. We got the game in control.
How about the Kaepernick throw on where he's running like a shortstop?
Oh, the Anquan Boldin.
They threw a missile, and Boldin caught it
above
his head.
I tell you the play that changed that game as we're going down memory lane.
The Michael Bennett strip?
No. First half.
Oh.
Niners are up 10-0.
Well, they should have scored 7 points on the first drive when Boldin got the strip.
They called the quarterback draw on third down. It was like, Harbaugh, what are you doing? Greg Roman, what are you doing? But it was 10-0, and Russell Wilson's running around, and he throws one deep to Doug Baldwin, and he caught Dante Whitner sleeping.
I remember that.
Seattle was able to get 3 points.
Was that the play where everyone jumped off sides and they stopped? They all just stopped?
No, that was a different play. That was a different play.
Because that was another one that pissed me off.
There was like four memorable plays. But that play, it allowed Seattle to score 3 points. They kicked the field goal before halftime, and they were able to keep Marshawn Lynch in the game plan. And once they kept Marshawn Lynch in the game plan, it was like, ah. And they came out in the second half, and Marshawn Lynch ran it right down their throats and tied that football game. Oh, that game bothers me. That was the ultimate body bag game. But I thought when they converted that fourth down to Frank Gore, I said, the Niners are going to steal this game. They're going to the Super Bowl. I really thought
that. It's one of the greatest plays Seattle sports history. NFL history. And the fact Malcolm Smith was in no man's land trailing the play.
I can't believe it.
And not only did Crabtree bat it back to him, he just happened to be I'll never get over that.
All right, let's get Mo on hold. We'll get Mo to the top of the hour. We went down memory lane. Sorry about that, Mo. We'll get you. You'll be the first call right before Jason Aponte. We'll get you on, Mo, before we get to Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, Sprint Right Pod. He's going to join us next to talk about this season, where it can go, this defense. We'll compare some defenses. We'll do all that here on the Morning Roast. But first, you know what time it is. All right, believe it or not, other teams are being hit with the injury bug this season, too. And it's the Chargers. The Chargers always get hit with the injury bug. Rashawn Slater, remember their first-round pick out of Northwestern a season ago? The left tackle will miss the rest of the season, which is not going to help Justin Herbert. The news got even worse yesterday when it was announced that defensive end Joey Bosa will undergo groin surgery and will go on injured reserve. Head coach Brandon Staley did express hope that Bosa will return to the field this season. Now you look at that Sunday night game, you're saying, we don't have to deal with Bosa and Khalil Mack. It's just Mack. Sucks for Joey Bosa, though. He's a very good player. Growing surgery. Yeah, the Chargers. Looks like they're going to charge her again this season. They are inconsistent. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Jason Aponte next, but first look at the Mo on the other side. He'll set the tone for the 8 o'clock hour, and that would be sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises.
Lemon is a solid guy.